from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's okay to call out one of your best friends once in a while, all in fun, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Isn't it? Like you're just messing with your best friend.
Yeah, of course.
One of your best. You're just messing with him.
Yeah.
So I'm trading texts with Captain Scott from the Bite Me podcast.
Okay.
Morning. All right. He's probably out on the water right now, catching redfish.
Living
fish,
a life.
Living the life. He's on his little 80-acre ranch. They're, by all
80
rights.
80 acres?
80 acres near Man. Port O'Connor. He's rigging his one of his two boats. He, you know, basically everything about Scott I should probably hate, but I don't. I love the dude. But I'm trading texts with him, all right? Yeah. Told you they'd be 500. I'm like, come on,
hit
man.
You with, oh, told you so.
Told you they'd be 500. At least I didn't say they were dead. I'm like, and man. I texted him back. I can read you the text, but basically I said, you did. Ain't nobody thought this was going to happen.
Yeah.
And if you say it, you're lying.
And see, this the worst part about all of this, how the Asher just kind of came back out of nowhere, is that that's going to relive the is early guy.
It's turning into a movie.
Is early guy is going to be until August.
Oh, he's going to have.
We're going to be at the end of July. It's early guys.
All the ammunition he needs.
Hey, they did it last year. It's early guys.
They could start 0-65 next year, and it's early guy, and Captain Scott can be, they'll be 500.
We ain't even making the All-Star break, guys. It's still early. Hey, man. He gonna be living around. He gonna be living forever, man.
Yeah,
this early guy.
It's like a corny, sappy movie. Like they are the team that we saw for the last 7 years.
Yeah.
What movie did you say that reminds you of?
I said Field of Dreams. I just brought up Field of Dreams because it's kind of a little sappy, little cheesy.
Well, there's a reason I thought of another one, and Yordan Alvarez is part of it. Home run into the lights.
It's way back, high up in there.
Oh, baby. The natural.
He actually did that
he
in
did
pregame.
That.
Yeah.
He did that.
Yeah, hopefully he don't get billed for it.
But busted it. Yeah, well, it's funny you say that because Yordan was asked about it after the game.
So did you shoot for the scoreboard or what was going on there?
Bueno, tú me estás poniendo en problemas porque tú fuiste que lo posteaste y si no hay un video que pruebe que fui yo, ese bill no lo pago.
Good answer. Good answer.
No, you're trying to get me in trouble. You're the one who posted that picture. There wasn't a video showing that it was me. I don't know who it was because I'm not paying that bill.
Some say it was you. So are you denying it or are you got it?
Sí, falta video. Mucha gente dice que falta video y yo los apoyo. No hay, si no hay un video, no fui yo.
I don't know, you know, we're missing the video and there's not a video. You know, people asking for the video. There's something, I don't know who it was.
Yordan says it's all circumstantial evidence. It's all if you didn't see this, he went the natural yesterday during batting practice and hit a home run that just shattered the video board. It all went out. Every light went out.
Yeah.
Every light went out. And then they proceed to win their seventh straight game.
Yeah.
It's turning into a movie, man.
Yeah. And honestly, I know you brung up this movie, but yeah. The first movie I thought about was the movie Halloween with Michael Myers, where you think you got him,
yeah,
and then you hear that music.
No, Lord, he's back.
He's you can't stop. He's walking through every single door.
Yeah.
You got every team in the AL West. Yeah. Hell, probably the MLB running. Yeah. Running for their life. You thought you killed him.
Yep.
And you looked out the window. You threw him out the window. He was laying there. You thought he was dead.
No, he's not.
Turn around. Look, he's gone. He's just like, what in the world? Nah, man. The Astros is Michael Myers.
They're Michael Myers.
You can't kill that man.
Jordan's he's the still natural. Living. All what movie? 713-572-4610 or comment on the YouTube stream. And it comes down to this for me. Like I said. I respect the confidence you have in your team. I respect the fact that you thought it was early and you called it, whomever you are, Kevin Scott. No one could have predicted this. No one. If you'd have said, "Hey, listen, they're gonna go on a huge tear. They're going to take over the division. They're gonna have the Orioles and Yankees and Guardians looking over their shoulder, and they're gonna do it." With these four names, Yusei Kikuchi, Yusei, Spencer Arrighetti, Hunter Brown, and Ronel Blanco. Ain't nobody gonna, and I hate saying ain't, but it's for the emphasis here, gonna believe you. No one.
Yeah.
I mean.
And see, all the people that's coming out of nowhere saying, I told you.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
They were hoping on, they were going off of blind faith.
I respect that.
Hey, I was too.
Yeah.
I was too. I ain't want to count them out, but I was kind of going off of blind faith too.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the way they were playing and who was hurt and who was available,
yeah.
Then it's hard to sit there and say, you know what, this team gonna make a run.
Yeah.
Because everybody was hurt.
Yeah.
Everybody was hurt. Then you had, we had Jake Bloss, mm-hmm. or Gloss or whatever his name Bloss, is. Yeah. Yeah. Like looking at that guy.
They were having bullpen games back to back.
I wasn't sitting there like, you know what, we gonna pick it up. Bats gonna start rolling. Especially the way Bregman was playing.
Yeah, and that too.
Yeah, so like it was hard to sell me on that, but I was going off of blind faith.
Don't forget about Abreu.
Yeah,
I mean, you know that dude. Everything that happened with him.
Yeah, so
that Abreu era.
like
it don't even feel like it was this year. It seemed like it was last.
That's what I mean. I'm like, that was this year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, it was a bleep show. I respect you, but you couldn't have expected this in particular. Since he's joined the team, Yusei Kikuchi.
We won.
Is 2-0 with a 2.77 ERA and 24 strikeouts. Arrighetti has 25 strikeouts in his last two starts. Since July 7th, he's got a 3.25 ERA. Hunter Brown, since he started throwing that cutter, that sinker, June 8th, 2.32 ERA, 75 strikeouts, 21 walks. And then, of course, Ronel Blanco has kind of come out of nowhere, but he's been consistent. You know, nobody expected this. He wasn't even going to be in the starting rotation.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't even going to be in the rotation.
And he probably should have made an all-star team. Yeah. That's how good he was pitching.
Yeah.
got snubbed. I'm just gonna say he got snubbed, man.
No, he did.
He deserves to be in the All-Star game.
By his performance, he absolutely did.
Yeah, and that say a lot because that's somebody I didn't have him in my starting rotation. I don't know about y'all. Since everybody knew the Astros was about to go on this tear.
No.
I didn't know he was going to be in the starting rotation like that.
And so I'm going to mention two names here that most of our listeners, and including people in this room, may not have realized or may not have heard of. Joshua Miller and Bill Murphy. Do you know who those guys are? Those are the pitching coaches. The pitching coaches, the analytics team, Joe Espada, give him credit. What they've done with these four pitchers is just stupid.
And honestly, like, I know this might not be popular to say, but I got to give Dana Brown a little credit, too, because when he made that Kikuchi trade, I was looking at the numbers. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, like, who is this guy?
I did. He had lost six of his previous nine starts.
His numbers look bad.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, man, maybe y'all know more baseball than me, but looking at these numbers, I'm like, how is this guy going to come in and be the savior?
And that's what I'm saying.
That's where the analytics
and the pitching coaches and all that.
That's why they get paid the good bucks.
And they made those adjustments, and that's happening. And that's not even to mention the offense.
Yeah.
I mean, Alex Bregman has been just a monster.
August 2nd as Alex drills one deep to left field. He's done it again. Four consecutive games with a home run, and the Astros take a 2-1 lead. Breggy is hitting bombs on a regular. Well, the Astros, who started the day a half game ahead of Seattle, leading 2-1 today, while the Mariners are getting beat in Detroit. This ball hit deep to left field, all the way back and gone. Jeremy Peña hits that fastball well, and he hits it out to left field. The Astros take a 3-1 lead.
All right, thank you, Todd Kalas. Alex Bregman, home runs in four straight games.
Man.
Jeremy Peña, you heard that. It all adds up to seven straight wins. And this is what's going to be terrifying for anybody in the Astros' way right now. Because you're going to hear from Alex Bregman here about just how he's hitting the ball, how he's seeing the ball right now. And what he says is terrifying when you consider what he's been throughout his career.
I feel really good, man. Just trying to keep rolling, stick to the same things we've been doing pre and post game. I feel like swinging as good as I ever have in my career, so I feel good.
That says a lot. You've had some pretty big moments and big stretches, so it's not good.
I feel like it. I feel real good right now. I feel like I learned a lot over the last few years, and I feel like just trusting the work that we're putting in pregame, and I feel really, really, really good.
Best he's ever swung the bat.
This is a good feeling, man. This is something I did not expect.
No.
I did not expect this, but, man, it got me feeling so good. I kind of want to get some in salsa now.
Yeah.
Like, let me support you, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That salsa is not good. But anyway.
Do anybody like that salsa? I haven't seen not one person who said, you know what, that salsa is actually pretty good.
That Breggy Bomb salsa.
Now, he do got some good sauce. The sauce.
At Pluckers.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
That wing sauce is really good. I might do that instead of the sauce.
All right. The Baseball Talk presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.